Two former U.S. Army personnel have pleaded guilty to accepting bribes from contractors in Afghanistan. Jimmy W. Dennis and James C. Pittman told judges during separate hearings that they took about $250,000 in exchange for giving work to favored contractors. The two will face up to 20 years in prison when they are sentenced in September. Details about their military positions and responsibilities have not been released yet. At least six other U.S. soldiers have pleaded guilty and have been sentenced to prison for similar charges in the recent past. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Ken O'Keefe, who is a peace activist and is a former U.S. Marine, and he's now joining us live via Skype from Hawaii. Ken, as always, thanks very much for joining us. Now, how do you assess this situation? What does this say about corruption in the U.S. Army?
Well, what it really says is that, as per usual, it's the military that is going to have its fall guys, whereby we have, for instance, President George Bush and his vice president, Dick Cheney, who was the CEO for Halliburton for many years. And we all know that the invasion of Iraq, which was based on absolute lies, provable lies, so the pretext for invading was based on lies, and the whole reason why we were there has never been justified by any kind of empirical evidence, but it was a very, very good money-making industry for all the defense contractors who, of course, supply all the weapons, and also the contractors who go in and get the building contracts, and of course the oil companies connected to Halliburton and whatnot. So we don't see Dick Cheney being charged or investigated. We don't see George Bush and all his oil buddies being investigated. What we see is American servicemen who will be the fall guys. And I'm not denying or in any way that they're responsible for corruption, but they're fairly low on the totem pole. And that's generally the way the system works. Never do we see the high-ranking officials persecuted.
And so then what does that say going forward about the U.S. image? You know, when Obama had come into office, he had promised more transparency, et cetera. Do you believe such corruption is still rife? And do you believe the U.S. government will do anything about that?
No, I believe the entire focus and job of the U.S. government is to protect their overlords, the banksters, and basically use the whole system, whether it's government, whether it's the judicial branch, or whether it's connections to the media, access that they provide to the mainstream media, which are really, in truth, prostitutes who sell lies for them. All of this system works together to protect itself and all of the minions who make it possible. So the Obama administration said it was going to be transparent, but it is the least transparent of all, if by most people's estimations. Never mind the fact that all of the promises that Obama made, whether it was getting out of Afghanistan, getting out of Iraq on time, Guantanamo closing, all of these things are lies, and I wouldn't expect anything to change anytime soon.
And do you think, Ken, that the U.S. public appreciates the scale of corruption that may be occurring behind the scenes with the U.S. Army's involvement in places like Afghanistan?
I think the public is extremely angry because more and more people are realizing just how much they're being used and duped. I mean, whether it's paying hundreds of dollars for a wrench, defense contractors making ridiculous money bilking the U.S. taxpayer for overbilling on equipment, or the defense contractors who make billions and billions by selling these weapons so that we can fight these unending wars. The American public see the infrastructure being depleted. They see their educational system rotting away to the core. They see their social benefits also being reduced. And they also see American servicemen who are called heroes, and yet when they come back and try and get health care and whatnot at the Veterans Administration, they're put on wait lists and basically prevented from getting that critical care, which could possibly save their lives. So the American public is getting more and more upset, as they should do, and I believe that things are going to change because the American public have reached a point where it's past the line of acceptance.
Okay, as always, we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Ken O'Keefe speaking to us live from Hawaii.